This is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. Time for peace. Welcome. There are currently many reasons to stop and question what's what and how best to proceed. It can be unsettling to observe and experience chaos, and to feel so helpless at times. But the power you have now is in how much peace you can anchor for yourself and those in your world. The physical body is going through so much change. It can feel overwhelming at times to be here in this world, to be a human being in a physical form, navigating all that you sense physically. Really is a challenging thing right now. And you're having your own unique experience of this. But we're also sharing a collective experience. The body is adapting, adjusting, and all is well. Though the mind can be so full of worry and concern for health and for well-being. Whilst the deepest reprogramming of the physical world takes place, it's inevitable that the body takes on new opportunities for expanding its awareness of what it means to be birthed anew. And we're really feeling this right now. The contractions, then the expansion, then further contractions. And we can feel worried and over-concerned. That's natural, especially when we're running so many old programs of distortion based on our history. The stories of the physical body are so deep-rooted, and they cry out to us in so many ways, wishing to be seen and to be released. And the pain of the body is not always easy to accept, and yet it can be a necessary messenger of imbalance. An indicator that the stories must be told in a way which not just releases the suffering, persecution, betrayal and pain of perceived separation, but that will in time bring peace. Peace throughout all the integrated systems of the body and bring the physical world back into balance. There are so many terrible stories that continue on in our collective creation of reality, giving us so much to think about, should we wish to think about it, and much that we undoubtedly question and wish to hold accountability for, and so much which needs constant prayer, forgiveness, and release. The terror and torture experienced by many over generations is being seen. It's rising, seen to be cleared. It has to be observed first, not by everybody, but by some, and those that can feel the echoes of these tragic times in their blood and their bones, those that have that empathic sense of our collective history. They're feeling that the most. Some are more sensitive than others. And that can leave people in a sense of desire for peace, but an inability to really ground that peace for themselves physically, because the nervous system can be in a state of constant alert and overwhelm. All of those distant ancestors and the perpetrators of terror and the victims of terror, they all live within these collective fields of information that we're part of. And so all of this information is all shifting and changing and being observed and being released. And it can be very painful to be witness to any of this. And for some people, their trajectory, their path is very much in the clearing of this deep, dark past, our shared history. But there has been history that isn't just pain and terror and fear-inducing. And the people of the earth, they're being shaken up in order that they may awaken. and the shake-up can be almost too much to bear. But it will help to bring us into peace. The shake-up to wake-up is an orchestrated and divinely held process. And so trust in the divine plan. Be supported to know and trust yet more deeply that you are part of this great awakening and that you're here in service to this call. And that though the layers of this persecution and terror are being uncovered, and the unsaid will at last be spoken of and the secrets will be revealed, the power you have is in your ability to process your part of this complex story without becoming the victim of yet another story. There's a rise in power within this. There are so many stories. And of course you have your own. But the stories are our collective stories. And so there's no real escape from them, no separation, not at this time. And there's no one better or worse, no real victims and perpetrators. We are, in fact, all creators of this shared reality. And as we awaken and we have the power to create it all anew, once we see how we have disrespected each other, and we observe the many ways in which we're not in right relationship, then we intuitively secure a more connected, honourable and sacred way of being, offering service to each other and to our shared creation. The peace we long for, the peace we need, can only be found within ourselves. And the powerlessness that we can experience as a result of not being in right relationship with self, others, and our beloved planet causes us to disassociate, build walls of protection. Perhaps slide ever more deeply into dysfunctional patterns, which give us a convenient escape route from collective responsibility and from what we're really here to do, which is to bring peace. The true power we have is immense, and yet we hide from it. We deny it. We sabotage it. And do everything we can to escape from it, whilst perhaps falsely believing that we're embracing it. Maybe we're working through the shadows, finding our way back to who we really are. The time for going back is an illusion. The time for moving forward is an illusion too. We're only ever here and now. But we do need to acknowledge the past, and to find a way of forging a more noble collective future of connection, interconnection, and harmonious living with all beings everywhere. But we don't always necessarily believe what we sense, what we intuitively hear or see or know in our sensory system. Maybe we fear too much that we're being misled, duped, filled with nonsense. And so our self-doubt, the doubt we place on ourselves, on our own intuitive systems, sensory systems, guiding systems, as we doubt our connection to a greater whole, we break down our natural defences. We break them down with our own destructive, deconstructive thinking. Give power to the falseness and betray the truth and light within us. That power is always within us. The truth is that our power really is immense and that it can be accessed more easily than we allow sometimes. But it can't come to us when we're focused on the stories of the past or are living only in a projected future, which we believe in only as an escape from the pain that we're feeling. We're here to bring in that natural power, harness it, anchor it, and use it to co-create a new, more awakened time here on our beloved planet. And so the creation stories are the stories we must embody now. We are the creative power of the cosmos, the infinite power of the magnificence of the light, and the creative power of the earth, the elemental power born into presence, the physical manifestation of light that's here to serve and to be the blessings here on earth, awakening the new. And this power must not be lost to the past through our disappointment, our anger or resentment, rage and discordance. But also, we can't hide from those feelings either, or deny them, or pretend none of them, those feelings really exist, because they do. They're raw and they're real. Our fears are our fears. And though we must not let them bring us down, we can learn to utilize them as bridges to our own inner peace. The physical body holds the stories of a terrifying history, but it also carries deep within it the true power of deep and lasting inner peace. This is part of our natural makeup and can be embodied as a way of being. Inner peace isn't something lost that's hard to find. It's not something hidden from us within deceptive layers of mystery where complex concepts are woven around it to ensure we never find it, implying there's something or someone keeping us from it. Peace isn't something you need to prove or show you're worthy of. It isn't that some people have it within them and some don't, like the luck of the draw. Everyone has the deeply rooted, important codes for inner peace already within them. And these are to be awakened more deeply and more purposefully than ever before. The simple answer to all the questions is to bring all into peace. Peace to self, peace to the world. The questions will keep coming, often becoming more and more complex and potentially creating yet more confusion, discord and division. There is simply one answer. And when there is one simple answer to everything, then you'll feel less overwhelmed, less anxious, less in shock, less reactionary. Much less like you're losing power here, there and everywhere. Much less fragmented. Remember, it's all an illusion. And indeed, it feels very real and extremely painful and overwhelming at times, for sure. Through our sensory systems, we experience the world in all ways. Our complex collective narrative, a story of creation, a relationship with all that we are not, so that we can invoke and embrace and embody and become all that we are as human beings. Born from these distortions, these perceptual distortions that are all around us, all of these distortions that are born from the illusion of our separation from the divine, But as we sense all of this, we can watch it all change. It's a complex collective narrative. To observe all that we are not and to draw from it the truth of who we are. To let go of the illusion of separation and to come into wholeness. Often, rather than being at one in peace, we fight. But in truth, there's no fight. The battle of duality is playing out, and we're simply the witness of this. The power you have is in being the witness who can watch it play out through a peaceful lens. You'll then feel deep within your core the awakening of the new, an empowered, creative, new human with limitless potential in union with the cosmic light source and the earthly physical vessel, or grounded, anchored here as one. The stories being observed in peace are being released through energetic transmutation. They need to be resolved and accounted for so transgenerational healing can support a new level of relationship with our beloveds, with our allies. Right relationship brings the possibility of a new, more harmonious space of integrated awareness, revealing clearly the power we have to live and evolve as one. These are times of change, and you are undoubtedly going through your own change, your own initiation into power, into peace, into true connection with Source, with the Divine, with all that is. Breathe into that. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes as we bring in some new energetic information. You can gently encode into your energy field, into your biofield. You can bring that in, that information as a download into your sacred space. Activate your temple of light. Receive just what you need as a blessing of peace. And just breathe into this space. Breathe and let go. Breathe and come into your heart. Breathe and relax. Focus on your breath. Just be the gentle witness of your body unwinding, releasing, opening, letting go. As you breathe into this space, you create a temple of light all around you. You call in the light of the divine, creating a strong temple all around you, a space for your deep, sacred work, in honor of your connection to Source, in honor of yourself as a light worker, sacred being. In connection, without right relationship with the divine. Give gratitude for the creation of this sacred space your temple of light. And just breathe gently into that space. That space strengthening your sense of presence and connection, deepening the opportunity, opening to allow you to drop fully into your earth body, surrounded by this light. Pure presence, sacred presence, supporting your physical body to be held in this divine light as you simply let go, open and receive. Receive this light. Whether you're creating this sacred temple for the first time or you've created it many times before, notice that it's made of crystal clear energy. And all your invisible helpers and teams of support through the networks of light are all surrounding you, helping to elevate the frequency of your space to the highest level you can experience here and now. Creating a safe, loving space for your sacred work here and now. Here and now. Every cell of your body receiving light-coded information from the stars, ancient wisdom, timeless wisdom. Ancient power. Give gratitude for all the help and guidance surrounding you. Acknowledge how far you've come and how much support you've already been given. And ask that this continues. All the love and support from your guidance team, from your helpers, from all the light beings. A moment to really honour them, to give gratitude, deep, deep gratitude for them, for bringing you into this space, supporting you to create this space, sparkling with potential, this heart space, beaming out in love and gratitude for all the help, support, guidance and protection that you receive on your sacred journey into oneness with all. Navigating the shadows with grace and with ease as you bring in the light, as you're empowered and uplifted by the light, knowing that all is light. As the illusions fall away and clarity is yours, and the blessings, oh, the blessings. As you rest in the temple of light, relax and allow a deep and powerful activation to take place. So many blessings of peace coming your way. As you soak in these energies, blessed with peace and support, supporting you in a way that will bring peace into your life. You can receive a light language blessing. You can hear it deep in your core and allow it to bring you the codes for peace from deep, deep within your body, activated by the ancient wisdom of the stars. the light coming in, pouring into your sacred temple of light, helping you build a bridge back to wholeness. A sacred place where you will know more deeply than ever before that you are the one you've been looking for, searching for, seeking. That the peace within you is yours to embody freely and forevermore. Allow peace to come through this activation, through this light language blessing, supporting you to activate the peace within you. Kutaniye. 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 Kutaniye awa. Kutaniye awa. Kiantaniye awa. Kiataniye. Kia taniye. Kia taniye awa. Kia taniye awa. Kia taniye. Kia taniye. Kia taniye te atu kwanta. Kwanta niye atu waya. Kia taniye, kia taniye, kia taniye awa. Kia taniye te, kia taniye te atu waya. Kia taniye te atu kwanta, kwanta niye, kwanta niye. Kwantaniye awa. Kiataniye awa. Kiantaniye awa. Kiataniye. Kiataniye. Kutaniye. Kutaniye atu waya. Kutaniye atu kwanta. Kwantaniye. Kwantaniye. Kataniye te atu waya. Kataniye te atu kwanta kwantaniye. Kataniye te atu waya. Kataniye te atu kwanta. Kwantaniye. Kwantaniye. Kia taniye te atu waya. Kia taniye te atu kwanta. Kwantaniye. 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 Kwantaniye awa. Kwantaniye awa. Blessings of light, of love, and of peace. And so it is. And so it is.